In Fairbanks, Golden Valley Electric Association may pursue trucking in North Slope natural gas as a means to getting a cheaper, cleaner burning fuel to generate power. The utility is among several major potential gas customers already working with the Alaska Gasline Port Authority on a similar project. But GVEA President and CEO Brian Newton says the electric co-op is comparing the potential benefits of going it alone with those of teaming up with the Port Authority.
Was the AGPA deal better or worse? You know, is the risk better or worse if Golden Valley does it or go with AGPA? That's what we have to figure out before we move ahead.
The voter-created Port Authority's gas trucking project is estimated to cost $250 million. Newton says GVEA may be able to do a project for less.
My cost of financing is less. Hopefully my gas contract might be less. We're trying to hope to get a lower gas contract. We're a nonprofit operation. AGPA says they are too, but I'm not sure what AGPA really is. I know what Golden Valley is, but I'm not sure what AGPA is. So, you know, is their form structure of business better or worse than ours? That's one of the comparisons we'll make.
Golden Valley representatives are traveling to Southern California to check out a natural gas trucking operation that uses a processing facility similar to one that would have to be built on the North Slope to liquefy gas for transport via tankers down the Dalton Highway. Newton says GVEA needs to see if the technology will work in Alaska.